down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain.
Yeah, I'm having so much fun with the folks picking on Joe Biden. I don't know why they do this. I'll get to that in a second, but here's what I want to start with. I want to start with the New York Times. The New York Times is getting, you know, just nailed, as they should, for this egregious attack on Brett Kavanaugh, a justice on the United States Supreme Court. The New York Times put out a completely misleading, false article citing new sources and new allegations of sexual misconduct against the sitting justice on the Supreme Court, claiming this happened back during his college years at Yale, and saying that he had exposed himself and forced women to touch him at a drunken party at Yale when he was in college. The problem is, in the book, first of all, the book is a piece of garbage because the book itself cites this incident, even though here's the truth about it. The woman, the book says, was allegedly the victim of this incident, refuses to talk about it, and through friends of hers, they say she has no idea what they're talking about, doesn't remember this ever happening, and yet the New York Times goes forth with an article that talks about this incident and never gives those pieces of information. You know why? That was the intention. The intention was to blackball Brett Kavanaugh any way they can. The intention is to put an asterisk next to his name. And now you've got all of these Democrats running for office out there who jumped right on the bandwagon. He has got to be impeached. He has got to be impeached. We've got to impeach Brett Kavanaugh, which, by the way, this is how bad it is. Even Jerry Nadler blew that off yesterday. We're too busy for that. Because it's garbage. And now we know from Christine Blasey Ford's attorney, the woman that came and testified against Brett Kavanaugh, even though not one single person she cited as being a potential witness would corroborate anything she had to say, including her best friend, who said it's not even plausible that it doesn't make sense. That party never happened. Christine Blasey Ford made it up. Christine Blasey Ford made it up, and the New York Times made it up. There's no question of that at this point. But here's how they tried to explain it. I want to go to bite number 15. Here are the writers of the piece, New York Times writers who also wrote this book that is garbage. I mean, nothing has any credibility anymore. Why would you believe anything the New York Times puts into print at this point? In fact, you have to go back and look at other people they have destroyed putting out articles. You have to just ask yourself, was that real, or was that just something they made up to destroy somebody's life because they didn't like them politically? Think about that. Bite number 12 here. How much credibility does the New York Times have left? I think zero. Listen to the explanation of how the most critical fact of the story was completely omitted. Bite 12. Go.
In that sentence that had her name, it also had that she doesn't remember it. They took out the whole sentence. And in removing her name in order to kind of protect her and make sure we weren't sort of sending people to her door, we also took out the fact that she didn't remember it.
Did you read it right before it went to print?
You know, I we thought we had.
It's the editor's fault. Wasn't our fault. No. The editor's fault, please. This is the New York Times. How many layers do you have to go through before something makes it to print? A few. A big article like this, a big hit job, a smear job. In fact, the New York Times knew it was so thinly sourced to begin with, it wasn't included in the news section of the paper. They put it in the op-ed section of the paper to try to give it some cover. The only thing it was covered in is manure. I want you to hear this one more time. Play Bite 12 again as they play off their responsibility as reporters, as the writers, and blame somebody else. Bite 12, go.
In that sentence that had her name, it also had that she doesn't remember it. They took out the whole sentence, and in removing her name in order to kind of protect her and make sure we weren't sort of sending people to her door, we also took out the fact that she didn't remember it.
Did you read it right before it went to print?
You know, I we thought we had, yeah.
It's like a version of Grimm's fairy tales. It's what it is. It's a fairy tale. And here's the problem, and it gives ammunition to Donald Trump and those that don't believe the media does a credible job, frankly, because they don't. Nobody's been fired. Nobody's been suspended. Nobody has paid any price at all except Brett Kavanaugh, whose name continues to get dragged through the mud, whose family continues to get beaten with these false allegations. Can you imagine being Brett Kavanaugh and his wife and his two daughters, hearing about this over and over again, knowing that it's not true, and knowing that the whole world is being told that, well, you did this, you exposed yourself to young women while you were drunk at parties at Yale. There's no proof of that whatsoever. There is not one witness with any corroboration of any instance like this at all, anywhere. It's never been produced. And yet you've got Kamala Harris and others out of the campaign trail demanding that we must impeach Brett Kavanaugh. For what? For doing his job? For being good at it? For not being from your political party? We're going to attack the judiciary. This comes only a couple of weeks, remember, after the Democrats basically threatened the Supreme Court to give the kind of answers that they want. Otherwise, they'll pack the court. Either you return opinions that we like, or we're going to do something about it. The Democrats are attacking an independent part of our government, one of the three co-equal branches of government, to advance their own political agenda. And that should offend anyone, Republicans, Democrats, independents, all of them. No excuse for this, none whatsoever. The New York Times, by the way, I don't even know if it's worth lining a birdcage at this point. It's 52 after on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Back after this.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge, life takes energy.